Hey, this is Dave Wonders, host of Dave Wonders, and I love conversations, whether it's with local pastors, artists, filmmakers, authors, random people from the community, any opportunity to sip a cup of coffee and have a good conversation. So sit back and relax. For more conversations like this one, you can visit our website, thepulse.mn, or you can tune in weekdays from 2 to 6 Central at 104.3 The Pulse in Central Minnesota, or online at thepulse.mn. Hey friends, this is Dave Wonders. And May 3rd, there's a very cool event coming to Starry Academy in Baxter. The one, the only, comedian Darren Streblo. Now, Darren, first of all, glad to have you.
Thanks, Dave.
Darren, you're a Minnesota guy.
I am indeed. I've met people that move out of the state, and I don't know how they do it. I think Minnesotans are here. We just stay here forever. The brain freezes solid a couple times, and you start to like it. You start to you start to enjoy it. I think it's the iron filings in the water. I'm not sure, but I think I might be a lifer here. I'm not sure.
Your travels have taken you to some far-flung places. You were just in Japan.
I was in Japan. I wasn't there to do comedy, but comedy seems to happen. My son's been married there for 2-3 years. We found out last year. They said, guess what? We're going to have a baby. We were so excited. Our first grandchild. So we went over there. Just delightful to meet her. We were with them at one of these beautiful Japanese parks. And they were wheeling her around in the stroller, and we were following them. And Japanese people are very reserved people. The only people I've met that are more reserved than Japanese people are probably Minnesotans. But we found out that they usually won't even make eye contact with you unless you have a baby with you. And this couple just sprung to life when they saw the baby. They're like, look at this beautiful baby. Look at the beautiful baby. Who's the mother? And my son, who's translating all this to me, points to his wife and says, oh, you're such a beautiful mother for the beautiful baby. And then they point to my wife, who's my age, by the way, and says, who is this woman? And my son said, that's the grandmother. And they went nuts. They're like, oh, I can't believe it. This beautiful young woman. How could someone be so young and so beautiful and have a grandchild, the beautiful young grandmother? And they looked at me and said, you look like a grandfather. But your wife is so young. So
they got you right away.
I don't know. Am I old now? I think I must be old now. Let me try this. Hey, kids, get off my lawn.
There you go.
Yeah, actually, that feels pretty good.
Are your kids funny? Did they pick that up from you? Like, as you are being funny or as they're hearing you perform, did any of that rub off on them?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Yes, I think they all are funny. I think they all pick up things. They certainly make me laugh. And they've all done stuff with me on stage. One of them's done juggling, ventriloquism. They've all picked that up from David Pendleton, the comedian. They love bringing a ventriloquist dummy up there and doing that. And they're all super creative. And much more disciplined than I am, so they'll probably actually do something interesting with their lives. I'm very happy with them, yeah. They're funny. My wife is very serious, which is a good balance for all of us, I think.
Keeps you grounded. You know,
she's funny. She's a funny person, but I think she brings us back to reality pretty often, so we need that.
Do you ever face any pseudo-resentment from your kids as you bring them up in your stories? Because my kids, they're all like, ugh. Everybody at school was talking about us because you brought up us on the air.
Yeah, that's the problem with radio, because it gets into everywhere and people hear it and it has an impact and now people are all talking about it. A lot of the stories I tell are pretty exaggerated, so I think they take a little comfort in that they know that I'm kind of exaggerating the stories. And there's a fine line between teasing and mocking, and I always try to stay on the teasing end of it because I think when somebody feels teased, it feels good because they feel noticed, you know, and not, you know, and I have nothing to mock my family about. They're all wonderful people. So
let's talk May 3rd. Starry Academy in Baxter. You can get your tickets at starreacademy.com. That's STARE Academy.com. This is going to be a family fun kind of thing, right? Safe for the whole family. There's nothing that's going to make grandma blush. What's your comedy like?
When I started this, I wanted it to be family friendly, you know, growing up in the church and knowing what was the acceptable boundaries and knowing that my mother at any time could hit me over the head with a purse or something if I did something out of line. But Not that she would. She's a wonderful person. Hi, Mom. You're great. I love you. So, yeah, I want it to be acceptable to God. And I think when people come, to answer your question, to the show, they're going to enjoy clean comedy, stories about the family. Just the comment that a lot of clean comedians get, and I get this too, is, boy, that was so funny, I didn't even think about it being clean. You know, and that's kind of what we're shooting for.
That's great. That's a badge of honor. Hey, this is Dave Wonders, host of Dave Wonders on the Pulse Podcast Network. Here at the Pulse, we are passionate about music with a message for Central Minnesota. We want to cultivate within each listener a deeper desire to know and follow Jesus Christ. You can listen to us anytime online at thepulse.mn or at 104.3 The Pulse if you live in Central Minnesota. Now let's dive back into the conversation. So what was it that inspired you to dive into comedy? Did you watch a lot of comedians growing up? People thought you were funny and you thought, I could make a go of this? Or what was your story?
It's kind of a weird story. I felt like God actually sort of prompted me to do it, which I didn't know that he did that. But I was not figuring out my life generally. I did radio for a long time, which I loved. I loved it. I still do a radio program on your station, actually, and I've been enjoying keeping my feet in the water for, if that's an expression, for the years I've been doing it. I enjoy it. But didn't know if I would be wanting to do that the rest of my life, and then I, you know, felt this prompting, and I started, being from northern Minnesota, there's not a lot of comedians up here, even though, you know, Cloquet is the Hollywood of the Iron Range, as we like to call it. There's not a lot of comedians you can talk to, but I met Bob Stromberg from Triple Espresso,
Sure. Who
sat down with me for about a half hour, and he's a great friend to this day, but he told me what it was like to be a comedian and kind of what the mindset was, and he said, I think Darren has a heart for comedy. And years later, I was at a show opening for him in California, and I said to him, you had that conversation with me years ago, and you just don't realize what that meant to me. And he said, yeah, but I talked to thousands of people. I didn't think you were going to actually do any. So he's always encouraging our Bob. I appreciate that, man.
That's his polite way of saying, I don't remember that conversation at all.
Yeah, that's right. But he's been a good friend ever since, and he's absolutely hysterical, and I've learned a lot from him. I mean, a lot of the Christian comedians all know each other and try to encourage each other. There's not a whole lot of it. There's like 4,000, I heard this number, and who knows if it's right, 4,000 comedians in the United States, total, 4,000. And that sounds like a lot at first, you know, when you first bring it up, but how many musicians do you think there are in Brainerd Baxter?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, it's a really, comedy is a small art subset. And then you go to clean comedy, there's maybe a few hundred. And then of those, you know, in the Christian community, there's probably 100. You know, so we all know each other and hang out, and it's really fun. And we're always trying to encourage each other to talk about real life issues in a way that's funny, you know, because I think that's where the medicinal aspect of comedy comes in, that, you know, scripture talks about, because when you're able to laugh at something, even when it's tough, it doesn't take the problem away and it doesn't belittle the problem. What it does is it kind of gives you this 50,000 foot view of the problem.
Sure.
You know? You're able to just kind of stand above it. And I think within that space, you know, God can step in and say, I'm here, I'm in control. So I think laughter kind of offers that perspective when you look at it that way. And that's what we try to do with some tough topics and silly topics too. You know, we're always just up there talking, and, you know, sometimes it doesn't feel like I'm doing comedy. I just feel like it's just stand up there talking about things and then people laughing. Oh, that's fun. That's great. They're laughing. I'll just keep talking, you know, but it comes out and it's fun. And I've been enjoying it for many years now. So
how many years?
I'm about 26 years deep.
Sure.
Full time. Yeah, I remember back then. I did an event. Everyone showed up. It was like one of these community events, and I had been doing comedy for about 3.5 minutes, and they asked me to do 20 minutes, and I got up, and it was at a wedding, actually, reception, and this It was in a museum, so it was.
Hold on, a wedding reception with a comedian at a museum. I feel like this is a really bad Mad Libs right now.
Well, except it even gets worse. I mean, the acoustics. Imagine what those were like. But the sound system didn't work. But I had been doing comedy for so little that nothing that I had to say was funny or good anyway. And this is how they introduced me. Yeah, I know you're hungry, and we're going to serve food here. But first, there's this guy who thinks he's funny, and he wants to say... A wise person would have said two or three things and realized everyone was upset and just sat down. Now, I marched through that 20 minutes... like, I'm going to get through this. And I put them through the whole thing, and nobody was happy. And
you were stopping everybody from that buffet line. And you just set.
I did the whole thing. And it was quite my wife found me afterward at home. I had wedged myself between the box spring and the mattress. And she's like, how did it go? You know. It did not go well, but that's how you learn. That's how I learned. It was pretty awful, but...
Well, I'll tell you what. May 3rd will not be that. May 3rd is going to be fantastic.
No, I have picked up a couple things, and we'll have a good time.
Well, Darren, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. We're excited about this event. It's going to be a ton of fun, and we'll see you in May.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you having me on.
Get your tickets for comedian Darren Streblo. May 3rd, 7 o'clock at Starre Academy in Baxter. StareAcademy.com for tickets. Thanks for listening to Dave Wonders. You can find more episodes of Dave Wonders on the website, thepulse.mn, or any place you get your podcasts.